This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. Agun Erev Shabbos. Today's Shurim are sponsored by our good friend Rav Joe Farbowitz, Leah Nishmas's mother. What's the name?
Tzipora
Bas Yitzchak Isaac Alei HaShalom. And our shir on tefillah sponsored by Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leah Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Nisham Shavan Aliyah. I want to mention today is January 15th. It's the last day of the sale for the Sfarim on the site, rabbidg.com. The Parsha sheets are up. So we have an English Parsha sheet on Parshas Va'ira. You could get it from the email, also in Lashon HaKodesh, from the Tzaddik of Ranana, a special Parsha sheet. And there's actually a recording of a shir on the Tzaddik of Ranana. It's now on TorahAnytime.com under the auspices of All Parsha, which will soon be on a dedicated app. And we have a very interesting subject today. And as we progress with Pesukei Dezimra, we are going to start with Haidu, not to be confused with Haidu. As we know, Haidu is turkey. And Haidu is something you do on, you could say that on Thanksgiving. But God is not really interested in you offering him turkey in the Beis HaKnesses, because what are you going to do with it when you're finished? It's going to rot. There's not enough refrigeration for everybody to be emitting turkeys in the middle of davening. So the name of the tefillah is Haidu, which is gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we know, this is one of the main distinctions between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. And Bezos Hashem will try to explain some basis for each respective position. Truthfully, that the positioning of Hoidu has nothing to do with Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad, but it actually dates back to the time of the Rishonim. Before we begin with Hoidu, let us examine a phraseology in Pesukei Dezimra and davening in general, namely, shirulai, zamrulai, shir and zimra, shir and zimra. What is the difference between sing to Hashem and make music to Hashem? Simply put, the shir are the song and zimra is the music. But it means much more than that. Firstly, Rav Victor Miller, in his commentary to the Siddur called Praise My Soul, Rav Miller writes that music in and of itself is worthless. It has no value. Music has no intrinsic value. All music does is it intensifies and enhances the thoughts that are already in your mind. And therefore, before one can play music, it is imperative to have the proper thoughts, attitudes and perspectives. Shir are the machshavos and the thoughts and the perspectives. And once we have shirulai, now we're prepared and we're ready for zamrulai to be able to use the music to enhance our thoughts. Rav Schwab in his Sefer Iyun Tefillah also has a very important explanation and position on the difference between shir and zimra. Let's see if we can make it even bigger. Ah, this is nice. This is nice. Nakdim levayar, and it's clear today. Hachilukim shebein bitoy hahilol hashonim. Let's try to introduce by explaining the difference between the various expressions of praise. Uchvar herichu kama svarim. Many svarim speak at length, lehav here, to clarify. Hahevdel shebeshemois hanerdafim. The difference in what is called synonyms. There's a concept called shemois hanerdafim, synonyms. Now, some achronim on Navi learn there is a real concept of synonyms in Hebrew, the Mitzudas David and so forth. The Malbim vehemently bases his whole commentary on the notion that there is no such thing as shemos hanerdafim, no such thing as synonyms. Each Hebrew word has a nuance of difference. Well, Miduyak levar prad v'oifem yichar v'yesh asher hadvarim tzrichim iyon. Sometimes you have to analyze very finely to be able to determine the difference. Even though this is not the place, Amnam bivayenu lefar Pesukah Zimra, as we come to explain Pesukah Zimra, alinu lehishtadel lahazbir ktsas chiluke halashon. We have to explain some of the nuances of difference. Upesach dvareinu yoyer, behazvaras hashira vahazimra. We will begin by trying to explain the difference between shir and zimra. Asher be'emes achas mashlima leshnia, the truth is, one completes the other. What does shir mean, and what does zemer mean? The rabbis taught in Masechet Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Bama behema yotzes b'Shabbos v'ma ina yotzes. The halacha is a person is commanded that his animals rest on Shabbos. So what could an animal go out with on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, v'sus b'shir. A sus could go out with his shir. A horse could go out with his shir. Rashi explains a shir is like a bracelet around its neck with a with a ring set in it. And you put in it a strap or a rope, and you pull the behema. It's called in English lamed yurayin shin, a leash. V'chol balei asher yoytzin b'shir v'nimshachin b'shir. All masters of the shir could go out with the shir and be pulled by a shir, because since it's typical, it's not carrying. That means a shir is basically a ring around the neck. V'hainu shetafkir ashir shaloi tipared behema mibaleha. The purpose of a shear is so that a behema does not separate from its master. K'moikein hashir l'hakadosh baruch hu. Song to God, who ha'medavik es ha'adam l'koinai, keeps a person clung to his creator. V'hazimra. The zimmer is milashon. Okay, so what's a shir? It's a ring around our neck that makes us connect to God. I just had the following idea. There's a famous story. Somebody once came to Rabbi Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, and he had trouble with his children, with one of his children, who was sort of veering off the straight and narrow. And Rabbi Michal Yehuda asked one thing: do you sing Shabbos Mirois? And Rabbi Michal Yehuda said, if you sing Zmirois, then you have the child has a protection. We could explain, based on the idea that a shear is like a leash. It's something that keeps you connected to God, so to speak, when all else fails. When you have that emotional attachment with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you have the feel, the emotion of Minhagei Yisrael, that's like a shear. That's a leash. And then there's something called zemer. What's zemer? V'hazimra milashon v'char mechaloi sizmar. Zemer is a lashon, and your vineyard don't prune. V'hi hepach hachibur. That's the opposite of attachment. Shepirushai, the perush, the commentary of sizmar, is lahachris v'liktsaitz, to cut and to chop. To prune, right? V'char mechaloi sizmar means to prune. The dry branches, you cut off the dry branches so that the moist ones and the lush ones could grow better. We find by the brothers of Yosef, they said, k'chu mizimras ha'aretz, meaning take from the zemer of the land, which is the choicest of the land, to be a mincha to the melech. So the purpose of a zemer is lezamer aritzim. We had this a number of times. Like it says in Yeshaya, zamer aritzim, to cut off and to subdue the forces of evil. Now, so shir connects you to God, zemer cuts away the detractors. And we could explain based on the words of the Ramchal and Masil Sisharim. The Ramchal and Masil Sisharim says, man was created only to take pleasure in God, and to bask in the enjoyment of the splendor of the Shechina. And enjoying the Shechina is the Tainug HaAmiti, the true enjoyment, the Ha'idun HaGadol, and the great delight, Mikol Ha'idunim Sheichom Limatze, from all the delights that you could find. And the true place of delight is Olam Haba. However, says Reb Schwab, the truth is, even in this world, we find a knot, and a bond between man and his creator, like we find in Shir HaShirim. Why Shir Hashirim? It's the binding of all bindings. It attaches us to Ribbono Shel Olam more than anything else. What does Shir Hashirim talk about? The great dveikus between man and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's possible in this world. Now, man in this world has a desire for pleasure and tainug. Why? Why did God program a human being that a human being wants enjoyment, pleasure, sensation? Because our objective in this lowly world is to prepare ourselves to reach the level of l'hisane gal Hashem. In other words, God created us to be able to be in the ideal state of man is basking in the glory of the Shekhinah. That means right now, we all want great pleasure, but we sometimes allow it to be misdirected to take pleasure from the physical pleasures of this world, forgetting that we're primed for a much greater pleasure. So at every moment, a person enjoys indulging in pleasure in something that enters his mind or something that he desires, whether it's permitted or not. But we have to realize that the desire for pleasure is only a diversion of the real desire to take pleasure in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's basically like somebody who's hungry and he chews on paper, or someone who's thirsty and he drinks salt water. Now, in order to connect to God, you need to cut away, chop away, prune away all the illicit and improper desires that we have and pull us away from Hashem. And that is, we have to, so to speak, cut away the prohibited desires that are a replacement for the true cheshek that is in man's teva. And how do we do this? By singing to Hashem, besimcha, so we sort of speak, elevate ourselves to a matzav of me'ein olam haba. When we say psukei dezimra in a melodious tone and we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are allowing all the extraneous desires to dissipate. And by doing so, we're cutting away all extraneous desire and we're attaching ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So shir is the mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zemer cuts away the detractions. And by saying psukei dezimra, we are mezamer and we're mekatzeitz all the koiches atuma. And that is the proper way to prepare ourselves for the Birchas Krishma and the Shemayna Esrei. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, on the Yushalmi says, someone who talks between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar, Avera hi biyadai, that anyone who talks between Yishtabach and Yotzer Ar, it's a sin, and you go back, Mimarche hamelchama, right? The Yushalmi says you can't fight a war for the Jewish people. This has an allegorical meaning as well. And that is, when we say Psukei Dezimra, we're fighting a war. We're fighting all the forces of Tumah that try to ruin and attack our tefillah. And when we finish Yishtabach, we've, so to speak, fought the battle of all the invading malachim and attacking accusers, and now we're ready to have an encounter with the divine. But if you're going to talk then, you have to go back to the war. You lost all of your military accomplishment, everything you accomplished in Psukei Dezimra by cutting away the Mekatrigim. If you have a conversation, you have to go back to the Matzav of Koidam Psukei Dezimra, and you return to all of those warriors who are attacking you, and you're in bad shape. So it would come out, does that mean that if I can't control myself from talking, you shouldn't go to Shul? Of course that means that. Everybody knows that. The Kafa Chaim writes, the Chida says that if someone's going to speak by davening, it's better they stay in bed. They'll get more Olam Haba if they stay in bed. And even though people don't like to hear it, unfortunately, the rabbinate is not a popularity contest. And that you can only speak one thing, and that is the truth. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that to speak between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you're thrown right back in the oven. Anyway, sorry.
Rabbi, could I ask, if Sukkot Zimra is so powerful to fight the Koach HaToma, then why is it if somebody comes in late, you know, we kind of give a short shrift, you say one or two kapitlum, and then you go right to Yishtabach? I mean, how, if it fights the Koach HaToma, and you skip most of it, then you have the Toma hanging on to you when you say Yishtabach. Have you skipped the other parts? It should be much more important. You shouldn't be able to do that. I mean, is that important to fight the Koach HaToma? Just going to give it up willy-nilly because you come 10 minutes late?
So there is such a position in Halacha that you're not allowed to, because of that, you're not allowed to skip anything in Psukah Dezimra. And many Hasidim are noheg that way. But the Mishnah Berurah says, look, the purpose of coming to shul is not to obliterate invading angels. That's not why you're going to shul. The purpose is, person needs refuah, they need das, they have many requests. The only thing is, they may not be successful if you don't cut away the accusers. So, if you're running late, so you don't have a choice. You're going to have to blow away the main accusers with Baruch Shamar, Ashri, and Yishtabach, and hope for the best that your requests will be met favorably, despite the fact that you haven't fully pruned the garden and you may have some lagging invading troops. But that's why people are so careful to come early to davening and not to skip any Psuk de Zimra. That's why I never see anybody come late to davening, and everybody always comes a few minutes early. This way they never have to skip Sukkot Zimra, and they could start Shemana Esrei with the Tzibur. Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, that comes and puts talis and tefillin on before the davening starts. It's almost, whoever would see a Jew come late to davening? It's unheard of. Never heard of such a thing. Okay, so look at number two. Hoidu Hashem Kiru B'Shmai. We're up to Hoidu. What in the world is Hoidu? The answer is it's nothing, because there's no such thing as Hoidu, because it's Hoidu. Okay, yeah, we got that already. Fine. But what is Hoidu? What are we doing there? The Gemara just says, Yehechalkiim Goymrei Hala B'Choyan. Let my share be among those who finish Tehillim every day, namely, those who finish the last five prakim of Tehillim. Where does Haidu come from? Haidu is not even in Tehillim. It's in Divrei Hayamim. I have to read Chronicles every morning. What am I doing with the Chronicles? And Haidu Lashem Kiru B'Shmai, who shiras David b'sefer Divrei Hayamim, that when Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed, the Aroin was captured by the Philistines. And after 7 months that the Philistines suffered Makos, Yisurin, they returned the Aron. And the Aron was in Kiryas Yearim for 20 years. And then David brought it, Letzion. Now, during that time, after the destruction of Shiloh, the Mishkan was without an Aron 13 years in Noiv, until Shaul destroyed it. And then in Givon 43 years, until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. And it says in Divrei Hayamim, Vayaviu es Aron Olekim, Vayatzigo esay b'taycha oyal, they brought the Aron of God and they set it forth in the tent that David stretched out. And he placed it before the Aron of the Levium, of the Mesharsim, to mention, to thank, and to praise Hashem. And Asaf Haroish, Asaf was the chief singer. Many of our Tehillim come from Asaf. And he composed on that day. Then David, let's see over here. Then David. Made him the head to thank Hashem in the hands of Asaf and his brothers. Meaning, he gave them a new song that they should sing before the Aroin and the Oyal that they stretched. And this song that was composed by Asaf to sing before the Aroin, the song is, Haidu Lashem Kiru B'Shmai, until V'yoymru Kol Ha'am Amen V'Hala Lashem. That is the song of Haidu. Uchsiv Sham, there it says, Vayazov Sham Lifnei Aroin Bris Hashem. They left it before the Aroin. Lasif Ula Achiv La Halois Oilois Hashem Amizbecha Oila Tamid La Baikor Erev. They left it there before the Aroin to bring a carbon oila on the Mizbeach HaOila in the morning and the evening. What does this mean? That even though they brought the oilas tamid twice a day in the Mishkan in Givain, David was mesakein to bring more karbanos oila in the morning and the evening before the Aroin. And the song that they sang on these new karbanos that David was mesakein was Haidu Lashem Kiru Vishmai. Now, what is this talking about? David HaMelech was masakein to bring more carbon oilas. So if you look in Seder Oilam Rabbah, it says as follows. David and the Ziknei Yisrael and the Sari Alafim, they brought the Arein Elekim, and David completed bringing the oila, and he divided it to the whole nation, and he put it before the Arein. Then David appointed Asaf, and Asaf sang the following song in the morning. Haidu Lashem Kiru Bishmai Al Tigu B'Mashichai. And Bein Harbayim, he said, Shiru Lashem Kala Aretz until Kala Amen V'Hala Lashem. And they sang this for 43 years in Sion before the Aroin until the Beis HaMikdash was built. Marv Rabbeisai, this was a special Shira that was composed by Asaf to sing by the new Karbanos Oila that were brought in front of the Aroin. Ah, says Reb Reuven Margolius. We had the zchus to be at his kever in Eretz Yisrael last January, right out of Tel Aviv in Nachalas Yitzchak. Reuven Margolius has a fantastic explanation. He says, according to this history of Haidu, we understand Nosach Svard, why they say Haidu before Baruch Sha'amar. Because technically Haidu is the song for the Karban Tamid. So juxtaposed to the Karban Tamid, we say Haidu, which was the Shira commissioned by David to be sang at the new Karbanos Tamid before the Aroin. He says, Ayin b'seidu oilam rabba, perak yedalad. In the morning they would say by the Tamid, Haidu Lashem kirbishmai ad al tigvim shichai. This is the makar to say these psukim in Shachris. And this is a support for Minuk Sfard that they juxtapose Haidu after the Karbanos and not after Baruch Sha'amar, because these psukim were said on the Tamid. So that's a very interesting basis. By the way, Reb Shimon Schwab says the same thing. Reb Schwab writes, "Uvazeh muvantam minog bnei Sfard sheoimrim haydu kaidem Moshav." Now we understand minog Sfard. Mipas heyoyis amir sukkim elu shayachus karbon atamid. Since these sukkim are connected to the tamid, v'mkein hareyu hemshuch leparshas hakarbonos ve'enoy meinim sukkim dezimra. It's not really part of sukkim dezimra. What about bnei Ashkenaz? Avol minog bnei Ashkenaz lahakdim baruch shemal lichol haydu sukkim dezimra, because David's takana, friends, was only to say haydu then, before the temple was built. But once the temple was built, they didn't say Haidu. They said the Shir Shalyoim. And then Haidu was incorporated as part of Psuke de Zimra. Now, these Psukim are also found in Tehillim, in Perek Kofhei, with some discrepancy. And the Psukim we say in the evening, meaning the from Shir Hashem Kala Aretz, the second part of Haidu, is Perek Tzadik Vav. Now, by the way, in the morning they sang and they thanked Hashem on past kindness, and the Bein Arbayim was thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for the future. My Rabbi, I want to share with you another basis for why Nusach Sfard puts Haidu before Baruch Sha'amar. This is something we once spoke out in our shir on Parshas Truma. This is a Kabbalistic explanation. We'll go through it. If you get it, good. If you don't get it, then call me up and we'll try to explain it. The Maram Shik was a Talmud Muvak of the Chassam Sofer. He says, Kadna, here and I remember when I was a kid in yeshiva in Pressburg by the Chassam Sofer, I heard from him regarding the Seder HaTfilah, which is Keneged the Dalet Oilamais. Abi Arin Anaha is Bian Mifal of Abiyaz Rashay Tevais Atsilos Yitzira Bria Asiya, which are the Rashay Tevais Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha Oid Yehalalucha. There are four worlds. There's Oilam Atsilos, there's Oilam Bria, there's Oilam Yitzira, there's Oilam Asiya. In Ashrei, you have a remez to the 12 Shvatim, Yoishvei Beisacha. You have Oid, the 70 souls that went down to Egypt, with the Shechina on top of them, which is the Aleph, Ashrei. Now, God is Oilam Atzilos. Asi is the Oilam Atachton. Yetzira is the Malachim. Bria is the Hechalos. Atzilos is the highest realm of the Kisei HaKavod, of what is called Gavaya Me'al Gavaya Shomer. Marv Rabbi Sai, there are four ways to spell God's name. Four permutations of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. There is 72, which is Atzilus for Shemana Esrei. You could spell it Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Yud Vav, and then Hey, and then a Yud, and that's 72. You could spell it 63, where you use some Hays instead of some Yuds. You could spell it 45, which you use Alephs. You could spell it 52. 72 is Olam Atzilus, 63 is the Hechalos, 45 is the Malachim, 52 is this world. Until Baruch Shamar, you have to bring up your soul from the world of Asiya to the world of Yitzira, which is the Malachim. Which is the world of Yitzira, excuse me. Then you bring up the world, your soul from Baruch Shamar until Yoitzer Ar. You have to bring it from the Olam Malachim to Olam Hecholos, the world of Bria. And from Yoitzer Ar until Shemoneh Esrei, you bring it up from the Bria until Atzilus. Shemoneh Esrei is Atzilus. And we once gave a share, that's why in each of these four parts of davening, there's a Shema Yisrael to Meyachin Hashem in all four worlds. Marv Raboisai. The reason the Hasidim say Hoidu before Baruch Sha'amar is how does Hoidu end? Va'ani, b'chazdecha, v'tachti, yagel, livi, bishua secha. Va'ani, 6. B'chazdecha, 2. V'tachti, we're up to 10. Yagel, 20. Libi, 50. Bishua secha, 52. So 52 is Merumah's, Ben is Merumah's in the end of Haidu. 52 is God's name of before Psukei Dezimra, of the Olam Ho'asiya. Therefore the Hasidim want this remez to be before Baruch Sha'amar, because we're still holding in the world of what is called Asiya, which is the Shem Ben. Now, we'll end off with the following. And this is quite apropos for this particular Shabbos, which we read the majority of the Makos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody know where in davening do we thank Hashem for the 10 Makos? So the right answer is, doesn't say anything about the Makos in davening. So when do we thank Hashem for the Makos? Says the Koboi, Hoidu has 10 Lashonos of Hoida, Keneged the Eser Makos. What are they? Haidu, Kiru, Haidiu, Shiru, Zamru, Sichu, Hishalalu, Dirshu, Bakshu, Zichru. Thanking Hashem for the 10 Makos. The Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the 10 Makos is accomplished in Haidu. Says the Kolbai. V'yesh v'mizmer zeh Haidu l'Hashem kiru v'shmai eser l'shon shodah. Can I get 10 Makos? Zichru, and that's why in Haidu we say Zichru nifla oisav asher asah. Why are we saying, remember the miracles and the wonders that he did? Because this is the juncture in davening to thank and remember all the miraculous events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in Mitzrayim. Perish Eser Mako, Yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alayam. Vasar Nisim, Shanasa Aviseinu Alayam. These are the 10 miracles on the Yam. He split the sea, and it was like a dome, and it split into half, and it became dry, and it became cement, and it crumbled, and it became rocky, and it became 12 parts, and it became a mound. And sweet water came out of the salt water, and it froze, and it became like glass. Likewise, says the Sefer Leket HaKatzar of Ram Kalafon, Va'oid sheyesh be'psukim halalu asar shon shol hayda. There are 10 languages of hayda: haydu, kiru, haydiu, shiru, zamru, sichu, esalu, dirshu, bakshu, zichru, keneged the 10 makos, and keneged the 10 miracles alayam. Now he ends off with one idea, which is not specifically connected to what we've been discussing, but I thought it was interesting, and that is three times in davening we say the pasuk v'hu racham. V'hu racham yichaper avoyin v'lo yashchus v'herba l'hashav apav v'lo ir kachamasai. One in haydu, one in yihi chavayd, and one in uval etzion. Why? Says the Kava Yashar. V'hu rachum yichaper avoyin v'lo yashchis v'herba l'hashiv apoy v'lo yo'ir kol chamasay, 13 words. Keneged the 13 minutes of rachamim. Times 3, tal, which indicates every day the Yetzirah is misgaber over a person. And with difficulty a person prevails over the Yetzirah. And Hashem saves us from sin. That we're chayiv malchus 40. And therefore, every day we thank Hashem that He spares us from the 40 malkos. Or at the very least, the tefillah is beneficial to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishuv Mechaper on the 39 malkos that perhaps we may be liable for. Okay, so these are some of the ideas of Haydu. Haydu was enacted by David HaMelech. He commissioned Asaf to sing it by the Karban Tamid. That's one of the reasons why Nosach Sfarad juxtaposes it to Karbanos, but we incorporate it as part of Psukei Dezimra. There might be a Kabbalistic reason to put it before Baruch She'amar, and primarily it is a gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Eser Makos, as it has 10 parts, as it has 10 expressions of praise, and we learned the meaning of Shir and Zimra. Shir is a melody that attaches you to God. Zimra cuts away those things that are impediments. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you everyone for joining and listening. Next week's schedule is a bit different. There will not be a shiur next Friday. There will be an extra shiur on Tuesday. There will be a national Agud Pirker shiur on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Monday will be the regular shiur. And stay tuned for further details. Thank you everyone for joining, and Agun Shabbos Goyach. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.